Residents of the West Island of Montreal joined the legal fight against Aéroports de Montréal, NAF Canada, and Transport Canada, demanding financial compensation due to damages caused by aircraft noise pollution. In April 2018, a group of homeowners living along Trudeau Airport's flight paths, namely residents of Saint-Laurent and the Anse-Cartierville, filed a lawsuit to which Quebec Superior Court judge gave the green light to. The lawsuit demanded financial compensation regarding aircraft noise pollution. Many residents claimed that they were regularly woken up by the sounds of planes flying overhead, with noise levels reaching up to 90 decibels. According to Les Pollués de Montréal-Trudeau, up to 300,000 Montrealers living along the flight path are subjected to aircraft noise pollution. While compensation would be nice, what most residents want is for airport authorities to strictly enforce the takeoff and landing curfew from midnight to 7 a.m. The Canadian Centre to End Human Trafficking launched a national hotline to help victims and survivors of human trafficking. The line is meant to help victims of human trafficking by connecting them with community resources and law enforcement officers. The line is also open to members of the public who want to learn more about the issue. The toll-free hotline will be available 24 hours a day throughout the year. Call takers will be able to field queries in more than 200 languages, including a number of Indigenous languages. The line can be reached at 1-833-900-1010. In the International Grand Committee on Big Data, Privacy and Democracy, Facebook Canada announced that it will not remove any false or misleading content from the platform during Canada's upcoming federal election campaign. Facebook's decision to refuse to take down false content was a response to pointed questions about why Facebook is allowing a doctored video of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, which was slowed down to make her sound impaired, to be shared across its platform. Representatives for the social media giant said that Facebook has taken a position to inform people when content is fake, but it's not Facebook's role to decide the line between free speech and censorship. Facebook representatives also bore the committee's frustration as to why Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg did not appear before the committee. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. Baby, just use your mind.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sparkling Introspections, my gorgeous divas. I am Erdine on this fine night, being the golden dragon as always. And yeah, like I said, this is Sparkling Introspection. Thank you for choosing to share your Thursday night with me. Here, we talk about anything that is concerning, confusing, and intriguing women, and anything really I want, because this is my show. Ha ha ha. Okay, so here is the situation. Tonight, we have a very special guest slash co-host joining us. Nicole Yeba!
Hi!
Yay! Nice to have you here. It's special for many reasons, because she is the first in-studio guest, because, like, our show is on, like, a Thursday night at 10 p.m. Nobody wants to come to all the way to Concordia, Loyola, at 10 p.m. to do this. But thank you so much for coming. Also, it's special because Nicole is my girlfriend. And she's also a savvy business entrepreneur, communications goddess. And she will be spilling all the juicy deets about the world of blogging. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
How do you feel tonight?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready.
How was your day?
I had a nice day, pretty chill.
Yeah, I felt the same. So how I know, like, I know y'all may not be interested in this, but I will tell you anyways. Nicole and I met in journalism school, but like not really. We met through Christina, I think.
Yes.
Me and Christina was walking outside of like the journalism building here at Loyola. And then we ran into Nicole, and Nicole was also taking the bus 105 Sherbrooke, terrible bus.
Worst bus ever.
I know. Horrible. I hate it. And then we like sat in the very back, and I just like grilled Nicole about like her blog and her life and everything. And also Nicole was like a big ass. Oh, am I allowed to say big ass? Anyway, sorry. Big poop, big butt exec on the GSA team. That's the Journalism Association, Student Association.
Yes.
So I was like, ooh, this is a cultured woman. So cool. Do you remember when we first met?
I remember when we first met.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was weird, right?
Well, it's fun. You were asking me about food. You were like, oh my God, where are the best places to go eat and everything? And I was like, whoa.
I know. Chill. You're crazy. I was attacking you in that bus.
You were.
You had nowhere to go.
Nowhere. I was cornered. But it's okay. You're a pretty fun person.
Yeah. And after years of finessing this friendship, here we are.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Listen, y'all. Friendship takes time. It's like thawing out of butter, you know? You know, finding new friends is like getting your butter out of the freezer. You have to thaw it to bake something perfectly. You feel me? Okay. So here's the thing. Now, we know, I know Nicole, but y'all may not know Nicole. And I will tell you, Nicole is an amazing person, perfect, gorgeous, superstar diva. But y'all need to really know, get in on it, okay? And I invited Nicole, like I said, because she has an amazing blog called Flavor and Flair, truly all-inclusive, and she's always busy taking pictures. So I wanted to bring her here and, you know, like, get some juicy deets, and like maybe some of y'all are interested in getting started with your own blogs and thinking about going into that world and like what takes to be a blogger, influencer, creator, content maker, you know, all that stuff. And it's always nice to have someone to like guide you and, you know, tell their steps and like talk about it, you know, give you some advice on do's and don'ts. So that's why. And also, like, I just want to like have a cute little girl chat. So we will be talking about blogging, but we'll also be like kind of grilling Nicole on who she is, what she's about, you know?
Oh my God.
It'll be super fun. Don't be nervous, Koala. It's just like our conversations when I mostly just go off about random things. Okay, so before we get into grilling Nicole, we have some updates for y'all, okay? First of all, I forgot to ask y'all, how are you today? Really, how are you? I hope y'all are really well. I'll give you 3 seconds. Okay, I think that was like 4 seconds. I hope y'all are doing really well. Today I received a really grand present, and I was telling Nicole, I can't reveal the present yet just because it's a little hush-hush at the moment. But I received a present that was truly, oh my God, amazing, significant, life-changing present. And I ugly cried, which is impossible because I look extremely beautiful when I cry. But I was crying, and there was like snot flying all over. And yeah, it was just like so crazy. And yeah, my cousin gave it to me, and I was so happy. And so now my face is so, so puffy and very stiff. It feels like I have Botox in. Do you ever cry so much that you're just like, oh?
Oh, yeah, that's happened a few times. But you look great.
Oh, Nicole, you're so nice. Tomorrow I'll look even better, though.
I know you will.
We're going to a party tomorrow. Super exclusive. It's not. It's at the museum. Yeah. So the real, oh my God, I am getting so off track right now. Have you ever received a present that was like, oh my God, I'm dead? Well, not dead, but.
Yeah, I've received, but I just love receiving presents. And I just, for me, it's the thought that counts. And so any present that somebody went out of their way to get and that really, that didn't know me and that I didn't say, oh, I wanted this, that just amazing and a proof of love and really appreciated.
Oh, that's so sweet. But you know, the thing is, like we were discussing about this, those kind of gifts are hard to come by. It sounds easy, But like you were saying that we always have to drop hints about what we want.
True. Always. I'm always dropping hints at gifts I want to everyone.
Oh, it's annoying, but it has to be done, y'all. We do it all the time. But yeah. Who in your family do you think is a good gift giver? Or like in your friend group?
In my family? Maybe my sister. She's a good gift giver, but she's more like, oh, what do you want? Okay, I'll get it. You know? So I prefer originality. So I would probably say me, because I love like making people happy and giving like cute gifts and stuff like that, especially to my nieces. So,
oh, yes, you are a true OG when it comes to that. You do love making people happy. I believe that. Yeah, I love presents. That silence was because I was thinking about all the amazing presents I've received in my life. But sometimes I feel like, I know this sounds super ungrateful, but I truly hate receiving presents that I don't need, I don't like, because I will never use them. And I don't like having things that I don't use. I need functional things. So I'd rather have you give me like shampoo and body wash than bring me like a big ass teddy bear, you know, like give me something edible that I can eat, except goat cheese. I don't like goat cheese or fat. I don't like that.
But edible gifts are always the best. I mean, if you know the person's taste, you can never go wrong with edible gifts.
And I agree. And also, like, I was just thinking, graduation season is coming up and I'm graduating like next week or something, or in 2 weeks, I guess I'll be walking across the stage. And I saw a lot of people like holding bouquets of flowers. I kind of find that useless, you know, because they're gonna die and they cost so much money. I'd rather have you bring me like a plant that I can actually like continue to plant, you know, live, or like a basil or an edible arrangement.
Edible arrangements are amazing. But for my graduation, I did receive flowers that were nice and did die after 3-4 days, but I also got a cute teddy bear. And I love that cute teddy bear with his little diploma hat. And I'll never let go of it.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, I don't know. Marie Kondo. I'm trying to be Marie Kondo, but I was Marie Kondo before Marie Kondo was Marie Kondo. Actually, no, she's much older than me. So before she was on Netflix, that's what I'm trying to say, you know? Yes, so a real update from the world. Is that so? Last week we had the abortion episode, and I was talking about how Nevada was one of the progressive states that weren't enacting terrible legislations or laws that would like ban abortion. In fact, they were going the opposite way. They were like bringing in new bills that would like make it more accessible and better. So I was on Sean King's Instagram, the best news source there is. Thank you, Sean. You are a true journalist. And I saw that Nevada's governor, Sisolak, I'm so sorry for butchering your name, Mr. Sisolak, just signed a bill to restore voting rights to 75,000 previously incarcerated individuals. That's a lot. And that's a big move.
That is.
And I'm so happy about this because I feel like voting should be like a free option. And it's, you know, if we want to maintain democracy, you need to give people, just because they went to prison, don't mean, you know.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that, you know, some people went to prison for very minor offenses.
Yeah.
And they deserve a second chance and they deserve the right to vote because, you know, they're going back to the world that they've been missing out on a few years, and they want to make important decisions regarding their rights and, you know, their city and their state. So
exactly.
They should be able to vote. Anyone of legal age should be able to vote.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree 100%. I think what Nevada is doing, a big, big money move, you know, and I'm super proud that they're actually taking such a big step. And you know why, though? The Nevada's the legislature, I guess. I don't know the system. Legislature, I'm guessing it's like the House of Commons in Canada. It's the only state that is majority woman.
Wow.
That's why they're making money moves down there. Also, they have nothing. I'm assuming it's just Sahara, I'm guessing, aside from Las Vegas.
I'm not sure, but it's good that there's a lot of women, because I feel like a lot of these different like legislations and different states don't have enough women representing, and yeah. there's only like a bunch of middle-aged men who are not necessarily or not of color, or mostly
no.
white middle-aged men, and they're making decisions that they don't think about other people, how it could affect, you know, women and people of color, which is really unfortunate.
I totally agree, because honestly, we should be doing stuff from the bottom, but also like change from the top is welcome too, you know? I feel that. All right, so we will have a short break. And then afterwards, we have a song. And this song is by an artist called Glukoza. And she is a Russian singer. And when I was younger, she was my idol. She was very cool. And like, she didn't come, like, she had a bunch of music videos, but she had a little cartoon character. And she never showed her face. And she was very, very cool. It was like a big thing. And she has amazing songs. So yeah, we have a quick break and then some songs, and then after that we'll be back with Nicole. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM.
The 33rd edition of Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you on a worldwide musical journey from July 9th to 21st. During 13 days, discover more than 700 artists from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America at the biggest world music gathering. See the complete schedule and take advantage of our show packages at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Спокойный. прекрасные свиньи.
Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне.
А так будет раз, два, три, прекрасные, прекрасные свиньи.
Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне.
Прекрасные, прекрасные свиньи, раз, два, три.
Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне.
Раз, два, три, прекрасные, прекрасные свиньи.
Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне. Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне. Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне. О-о, eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайне.
Внимание, внимание, всем обманщикам девчачьих сердец приказано собраться в одну кучу. Идти нам. Или из свиней попытаться превратиться в людей и не обманывать тех, кто вас любит.
Welcome back to Sparkling Introspection on CGLU 69 AM. I am your host, the Golden Dragon Erdin. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Yay! So before the break, I said that Nicole is my friend, Sparkling Gorgeous Diva also. And she's here to talk about, you know, her blog, etc., etc. And before we get into Nicole's life and before we grill her, I wanted to just, you know, do a quick fire round of quizzes to really find out who you are. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is quick round, okay? So answer real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather lie in bed of snakes or spiders?
Spiders.
Bed of rats or cockroaches?
Rats.
Really? Cockroaches? Spiders or rats?
Rats.
Okay. Would you rather eat booger or drink pee?
Drink pee.
Okay, good choice. Okay, now this round is called Rumpy Pumpy, Marry or Kill, okay?
Oh my god.
Okay. The first round is Prince, Keanu Reeves, and Idris Elba.
So
you have to Rumpy Pumpy one of them, marry one of them, or kill one of them. Idris, Keanu, or Prince?
This is a hard one. Sorry for everyone's going to hate me. So I would probably Rumpy Pumpy Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. I would marry Keanu Reeves and I would kill Prince.
He already dead. Why are you trying to kill him again?
I'm sorry.
You terrible woman. I would marry Chris. I would marry Prince all the way. No, actually, I would Rumpy Pumpy Prince because I know he's freaky. Okay. Sure. Rihanna, Britney Spears, or Cardi B?
Oh my God.
There's only one right answer here.
Well, knowing you, I know what's the right answer. But this is really hard because I really like all three for like different reasons. Oh my God. So, oh my God. I'm sorry to everyone who knows.
Girl, this is quick fire.
Okay, sorry. So I would probably Rumpy Pumpy Cardi B, I would marry Rihanna, and I'd kill Britney Spears. Sorry. So sorry.
You did not. Actually, yeah, whatever. It's your choice, yeah. Okay, Cher or Madonna? Choose Cher or Madonna.
Madonna.
Kale or spinach?
Kale.
Cow or pig?
Cow.
Goat or sheep?
Goat.
Mountains or beaches?
Beaches.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Well, that was the quick fire round game with Nicole.
That was the hardest game.
I think it was hard because of the Rihanna thing.
Everything.
I mean, honestly, I would marry Rihanna any day, anytime.
Oh, yeah, that I know.
Yeah, Rihanna is my true love. And also, did you know that? Okay, Rihanna and I obviously have the same birthday, so that means yes. We have the same sun sign. And over, like, this week, I found out that her rising sign is also the same as mine.
Oh, my God. You're meant to be.
Basically, we are the same person. Durr. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. So, like I said, Nicole is the founder, operator, owner, brain beauty behind an amazing blog called Flavor and Flair. And we're just going to ask her a bunch of questions about how she got started, everything. So let us get started. First of all, what is Flavor and Flair?
So Flavor and Flair is my blog where I share everything about films, festivals, food, and other fun stuff to do in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Where did the name Flavor and Flair come from?
So, it's a long story. So, I was trying to find two words, like with F, YF, I can't remember right now, but I know that I wanted something to do with food.
And food, fun, fabulous.
Exactly. Yes. So, I was like, oh, flavor. And then I was trying some words and I pitched some ideas to my friends and somebody said flair. And I was like, ooh, yeah, flavor and flair. That sounds good. And that's how it came to be.
And do you stand by your choice?
I do. Still stand by my choice.
I mean, it sounds really good. Flavor and flair. And I think it truly describes who you are.
Yes.
Because you pack a flavor. You pack a punch.
Yes.
Like, you are a flavorful woman. What am I saying? Anyways. Okay. Jeez. So, how did you... First of all, how long has Flavor and Flair been alive for?
So I started Flavor and Flair in September 2016. So it's going to be almost 3 years.
Oh my God, the baby is growing up.
I know.
So what was the concept behind Flavor and Flair? Like, how did you come up with like the mission? Like you said that you want to cover everything from festivals to like theater, food, everything. So tell me about the inception.
Okay, so it all started because I before had a food blog. And I was writing for many other blogs and, you know, a student newspaper and magazines. And I was like, hey, you know, why don't I just write, you know, for myself where I can control when I want to publish a story, what I want to publish, what I want to write. And that's how I came up with the idea to start Flavor and Flair and have a blog where I could talk about all my different passions in life.
So did you... Just like to preface this, we both went to journalism school.
Yes.
When you were in journalism school, was like blogging or like doing your own thing, was that something that you wanted to do from the beginning? Or were you inspired through your work in like the other blog stuff and other publications you did?
I mean, I first was inspired since I did a food blog because I was like, hey, you know, that's gonna make me write more and just practice a little bit my writing in English as well. And at first, not necessarily that I wanted to have a huge blog. I really started my food blog because my friends were telling me, hey, you know, you should write a blog. You always know where to go eat or, you know, where to grab something. So I was like, okay, you know, why not? Might as well just share it with everybody else. Mm. And then as, you know, journalism school was coming to an end, I was like, hey, you know, maybe I should write something, you know, and just keep writing just in case I don't land a job in the field or a dream job. So that's how I was like, okay, let's make Flavor and Flair happen and keep publishing stories so I still have something I can add to my portfolio whenever I need to get that amazing writing job.
Well, I mean, I feel like if Flavor and Flair takes off, like, humongously, you can definitely just make a living off that, right? I mean, are there people who make a living off their like blogs and that kind of stuff?
I know there are some people who make a living out of their blogs. I don't personally. I mean, to be able to make a living, you have to have like a lot. Usually people who make a good living usually have sponsored content, and so they have people, you know, sending them free stuff or sometimes paying them to write the particular articles. So I don't do any of that yet. And I'm not sure if I will, because it's going to be difficult with my journalism ethics. So I'm just okay, let me do things I want to do or that I like. I don't want to be paid to, you know, promote something that I don't believe in, you know. That's just lying. But I know some people do it, but you know, that's how they decide to live their life. And if they want to make, you know, living out of it, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah. To each their own, I guess. And I see things all the time on, like, YouTube and, like, these influencers and content creators always, like, have sponsored posts, and then no matter what the companies say, they're like, yeah, they're just like super supportive, and I, this is my complete honest opinion. They're all good, and then sometimes I see opinions that are like not so good, and then a few days later they release a video being like, they tried to make me lie. So do you think there's truly a company who would like pay you for your honest opinion?
Well, if there is, please hire me.
Yes.
Because most companies, of course, they want their products to, you know, shine bright. They want people to give them a positive review. And it's not always easy because sometimes you're not compatible with the product that they're selling. So it's really about, I don't know, feeling, sticking true to your own self. So, for example, when I'll write, like, you know, some food reviews, I'll say, you know, if I enjoyed it, sometimes I'll be like, oh, you know, I didn't enjoy the dessert or I didn't enjoy that. But overall, you know, it was a nice experience.
Yeah.
But it wasn't wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just like honest.
Yeah, just an honest review. That
I love how you're not morally corrupt.
I try not to be. I haven't sold my soul to the devil yet.
Don't sell it. It's not worth it, okay? You only get one soul, and devil has contact with many other people, so you know he won't give you the best deal. Don't get a used car. Okay, so we did talk about like how you came up with the branding and stuff. Currently, what is Flavor and Flair focusing on? Are you doing lots of theater? Are you doing food? Or do you try to have a good balance?
So it depends. So I haven't published as much as I'd wanted because I was away from Montreal. And I came back and I'm slowly adjusting to publishing other stories. But what I want to focus on right now is going to be to talk about different travels I've had, know, around Canada or the US or in Europe. So I want to really focus on more of the fun things and show cool pictures of things I did and, you know, all the food I ate. So
yes,
so I'll say probably food, because food is a huge part of my blog and most people know me as, oh, hey, you're the person who knows all the food places. I'm like, yeah, yes, that's me.
Yeah, you are a true foodie. I know you know everything. Like Nicole, like a few weeks back, we had a girls' night and Nicole took us to these very cool two bars. I guess they were like kind of speakeasies, right?
Yeah, speakeasy
bars. I didn't know what speakeasies were, but apparently they're like sneaky bars. But she brought us to this one called Now. I don't really like Now. Their drinks taste like juice and it's super expensive, but the people are super nice. And then Boho, which was amazing. And they have popsicles. And listen, Nicole is a cultured woman, okay? She's all of that. I want to go back to one of the things that you said. You said that you kind of wanted to do this blog because you wanted to like improve your writing in English and continue to write. Was it when you were beginning, was it hard to like write and be eloquent? Because I read your articles and they're like really easy to digest and I understand what you're saying and they're not chunky. And that's something like journalism doesn't really teach you how to write like in a bloggy style. They just talk about like inverted pyramids and useless things like how to sell your soul. Sorry. But
G-school.
do you find that you're improving? Do you find that you're finding a style through like just the repeated writing?
Yes. So over the years, my writing has got better. So when I first started my food blog, it was easier to write because when you're talking about food, you know, it's a little bit about the same thing you're writing. And then when I started my blog, you know, I still wanted it to be fun and have a little bit of my personality in it. So that's why I'm always like, oh, you know, I went here and I like this. And I try to make it super fun and nice to read. So because even me, when I'm reading articles, I don't want it to be too long or too complicated. I want the information to be like fast to get. And so I try to portray that when I write. And I just really edit my articles a lot because I have a hard time. Because sometimes I'll read my articles and I'm like, oh, no, I don't think it sounds good or not. So, no, it's...
That's true because when I read your, like, when I go on Flavor and Flair, I don't find, like, a grammatical error. And you wouldn't know, like, you're a naturally French speaker.
Yes, I am.
But you truly write, like, a native English speaker. Not that English is that hard of a language, but sometimes I find that when I write really fast, I forget words like me or off or like stupid words. But yours is edited really well, so hard work is paying off.
Thank you.
So let's talk about like the community in Montreal.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the community? Give me the deets. Give me the juicy and tea. How is it? Has it been welcoming? Like, whatever, whatever.
Well, I mean, the community, I don't know. It's different. I am friends with a few of the people because I like to be with people who are, how would I say this? Real. Mm-hmm. So not fake, not too much, not trying to show off and be like, oh my God, yeah, you know, I got invited to like all the cool parties and oh my God, all that, you know, like, you know, at first in the beginning I was like, oh yeah, you know, it sounds cool. And then I was like, oh no, it's not for me. You know, I'm not interested. You know, I don't necessarily want to be part of the community. I am, but how would I say, just, I want to focus more on like a journalistic ethics.
Yeah.
Kind, not more of getting 10 million views. I mean, yes, if I could get 10 million views, I would be super excited. But it's a lot of work to get some views. Some people have paid for views, but I think Instagram is canceling them out. So you won't be able to buy fake followers anymore.
Yes.
And yeah, it's different. It's, I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but I just find it's just a little too fake to my taste, but there are some people who are pretty chill and I love hanging out with them. And
as you go to some like more and more events, and I imagine you go to a lot of events because you're always very busy, do you bump into the same people often?
Oh yes, I usually bump into the same people.
Yeah. And you just like, if you don't like them, you stay clear.
I mean, I'll say hi, you know, from far.
Yeah, but like, bye.
It depends. Like, I'm really there not to be seen, but I'm there to, you know, share pretty much my point of view in an article or on my Instagram stories. It's not really about, oh my God, you know, take photos of me. I look so cool and amazing. Like, I want everyone to see this, you know, on the websites.
Yeah, and it's true. I find that a lot of, like, with bloggers and, like, I get it with YouTube because your face is there. But especially with bloggers, it becomes a very personal branding. But with your stories, when I watch it, I love that I can see, like, I see you, but I see a lot about the food and, like, the activities that you're doing. Was that a conscious choice that you made? Or is it just, like, you're just a humble woman?
I guess I would say I'm a humble woman. Because I pretty much do the story as something fun, as I'm like, hey, you know, this is fun, you know, this is what I would like to see in someone's story, or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, writing funny words, you know, like on Flavors and Flair Instagram, I'll be a little more serious than on my personal Instagram, where I'll just, you know, be like so ridiculous and be like, oh my God, yeah, I had some free food today, you know.
Yeah, and it's so true, because we had brunch on Sunday. And, like, the spread was amazing. And I took a photo and I uploaded it on my Instagram. And, like, I don't really care about how it looks. But, like, I feel like I'm a good photographer, whatever. But then I saw you. Thank you. But I saw the post that you made on Flavor and Flair today. And it was the same, like, the thing. But it looked so good. I was like, where is she going? And then I realized, oh, wait, that's my boob. But it looks so good. Did you practice to get that, like, eye and, like, the photography skills? Like, what kind of technical skills did you have to bring into your blogging?
So, well, first of all, I want to thank, you know, Journalism School for photojournalism with Phil Carpenter. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
So just the skills of like knowing how to use your camera and, you know, knowing how to use your light without using flash. I try to not use flash ever when
flash
I don't have to.
Basic.
And so I've been playing around with different ways of taking photos and, you know, angling things right. I know there was a part where, like, a period where it was popular to have, you know, the entire table where you're, you know, standing like just
above
and you have like the entire thing. And a lot of people do that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's nice. But after a while, I just found it was a little, you know, boring. Mm-hmm. And I just like having like little angles and, you know, if I can zoom in on the food or zoom in on other fun stuff.
Other fun stuff.
Or some, or usually I take 10,000 of pictures and I'm like, okay, which one will I use?
You do. And do you take, because you obviously write articles and then you publish them on your website, flavorandflair.com, right?
Yes.
And then you also give, if you're at an event, you give like live updates via your Instagram feed.
Yes.
The pictures that you feature in your Instagram and your website, how do they differ if they do? Do you have different like strategies?
Yeah, so it depends. So usually the pictures I'll put on my website are usually taken with my camera. My baby Nikon that costs a lot of money, but I love it. So I use that for having higher quality photos on my website. And then the photos I'll put on social media on my Instagram are usually just photos I take with my phone. And I try to take good photos and...
They work out.
Yeah, they work out. Or sometimes if I don't like any of them, I'll just take a photo I took from my camera and I'll be like, yeah, you know.
Yes.
Make a few edits, make it look like nice and clean and sparkly, and there you go.
So if someone wants to get into blogging, if they want to start this, what do they have to expect? Not just like talking about like the work included in doing, but like how did you set up your blog? Like what options are there? Did you buy your domain? Can you just go on like Blogger or WordPress? And like how do you maintain that? Did you get someone to design your website, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, well, there's a lot of different things. So it depends what kind of blog, if you really want to do, you know, do you want to put money to have a blog? Because if you're going to have your own website, you need to put money, buy a domain, and then after that, you also have to manage it, which is, you know, it's a little tricky if you're not the...
How do you manage it?
It's like, so you, for example, I bought my website on Bluehost, and from Bluehost, I was like, okay, you know, I want to create an email address, and then, you know, I want to create my website, made sure that my name, you know, the domain was available, and then buy the domain, and then I got a team because... I was like, no, I'm not going to make anything from scratch because, you know, this is not my comfort zone. I'll just get a team that I find is pretty and that speaks to me. And then I just make the little modification. Like I'll put the colors, then put my logo and how I want it to look like.
And how did you go about making the logo?
So for the logo, I had a friend who helped me design it. So I just came up with what I wanted. I said, okay, so I want to have an ice cream because an ice cream is what pretty much represents me because anyone who knows me knows that I love ice cream. I proclaim myself as the ice cream queen. I know I am. No one else is better. And so I wanted an ice cream and then I, for the flavor, and then for, I wanted a little accessory, so a little ribbon, so a little pink ribbon that would be my flair word. And that's how, and then some little sprinkles because I love ice, vanilla ice cream with sprinkles.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flair?
Flavor.
Sorry.
Well, I love many flavors, but I'm a very, I know, basic girl. I like vanilla, but the French vanilla bean, I like that one, but I also like other flavors. Like recently I've been eating Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche and it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, Dulce de Leche is truly a boss.
I love it.
Very delicious. Yeah. So what in the process of like having this idea of a blog, you know, like a culture blog, and then bringing it into like an actual running thing. What are the hard things as a blogger for you to run? Because you are the only person who works on Flavor and Flair, right?
Yes.
So you have a lot on your shoulder.
So much.
What is the hardest thing throughout like the past 3-ish years?
So the hardest thing is, well, it's to be able to write the articles. Because sometimes, unfortunately, I have writer's block where I'm trying to publish, but it's the words are not coming out. It's not that I'm not interested, but I just can't put it into words or I'm not satisfied. Yeah. So there's that, writing articles and then editing it. You know, I feel like me, myself as the editor, I feel like there's a lot of mistakes and I can see them because I'm being biased. So it's really hard to manage a blog. And I was talking to other people as well, you know, how do you do it? And some people were like, oh, well, you know, like I take a break or, you know, I start. People will publish early. So you'll write like a bunch of articles and then you set them.
Schedule them. Okay.
Yeah, you schedule them so they're published on time. Or other people, they're like, oh, well, I have one, two or more people helping because it is a lot of work.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for that. I would imagine it's a lot of work, yeah. Because you're by yourself and you're just like, boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we will continue this conversation after a quick break. We will come back and talk about, like, how she gets into events, how she gets to be so exclusive,
secrets.
You know, elite, you know. All the juicy secrets will come out. You are listening to Sparkling Introspection on CGLO 1690 AM. Don't go anywhere.
The Saint-Ambroise Montreal Fringe Festival is back from May 27th to June 16th in the iconic Plateau Mont-Royal. Discover more than 500 local, national, and international artists as they explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. We have different types of passes to fringe more and pay less. All the details can be found online at www.montrealfringe.ca.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her. Push that.
And we're back. Welcome back to Sparkling Introspection on 1619 CGLO 1690 AM. And tonight we are spending quality time with my good friend Nicole Yebam, who is also the creator, the founder, the runner, the boss lady at flavorandflair.com, a blog that covers it all, from music to film to theater to food to fun and fabulosity. Head on over to Flavor and Flair when you have a time. And also, Nicole knows so many cool cocktail places in Montreal. Like, please, like, honestly, do yourself a favor. I keep wanting to say flavor. It's so
flavor
bad.
Flavor and Flair.
My speech impairment is so bad tonight. That's okay. Okay, so let's just get right back into it. So when it comes to the events that you go to, how did you start out? Were you pitching yourself to people? Did you just go to events?
So since I've been already writing for other blogs and my food blog, I already had some connections. And I would just message with people and be like, hey, I started a new blog and, you know, I'd love to cover your event. And they'd say like, yeah, sure, you know, they invite me. And for other places, I would just contact them and pitch myself, be like, hey, you know, I started a new blog and I'm covering that and I'd love to cover your event. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the PR people could say yes or they could say no or they could be like, oh, we'll add you to our list then.
Wow.
It depends.
Wow. And how do you deal with rejection? The real question.
Well, I had one person reject me and that was...
I'll fight them.
It was the toughest rejection because the way the person rejected me was just pure evil. It wasn't... It's... Okay, so... So I messaged this PR person and I was like, hey, you know, I have a blog and blah, blah. And I'd love, you know, if you could invite me or put me on your list. And the person responded, I think 3 minutes after I sent my email and said, yes, so your photos in your last article are not, good quality. And it's a shame for like the venue. I was like, okay. I'm like, wow. And it's like, so yeah, no, I won't put you on my list. And I was just like, wow, this is really harsh. I mean, it's okay to tell me, you know, my photos weren't the best quality. And I totally agree. They were not the best quality. I didn't have time to edit all of them because I wanted to publish them by a certain date. And I just thought that the person could have said it in a nicer way. She could have just said, oh, hey, I just think the quality of your photos is not so amazing. And, you know, like my clients are looking for people, you know, who have better quality. Yeah. So, you know, maybe try again maybe later. You know, that would have been... that would have been okay. And I would have been like, okay, thank you. No problem. You know, I'll work on making my blog better.
Yeah. Because it's also nice to know, like, instead of just getting like a no, nice to know what you can improve. But also there is a way to put it so that it's just not coming across as rude and shitty. And you know what? It seems like that was the case.
Yeah. That was the case, unfortunately. Yeah.
But honestly, who cares?
It's I will fight them. I'm over it.
Are you sure you even remembered how much 3 minutes they replied back? Okay, Nicole.
No, because it's important details, but, you know.
Yeah. So how do you choose, like, are you at a point where people, like, have you on your list and do people contact you to be like, do you want to come cover our events? Do you get invited? And when you get invited, do you choose, like, pick and choose which one you want to go to?
Yes. So I am on lists of different people, and so I get invited. And so now I choose because I'm like, okay, does this go, you know, can I make an interesting article out of this? If I can't, you know, I won't necessarily respond like people, you know, they'll send you just like a general email. And if I'm interested, I'll send an email and be like, oh, you know, could I have more information or yes. And I also check with the dates, you know, when they're happening because, you know, if I'm not available, I'm not going to say yes.
That is very true. Imagine you say yes and you're like, sorry, I can't go. Too bad. That'd be awkward. What are the perks?
The perks of...
having a blog, being invited, being an elite.
I wouldn't say elite, but, you know, of course...
in my eyes.
Thank you. Of course, there are some perks. So you get invited to... depends the events, you know. My favorite events are obviously like anything that has to do with food, you know, restaurants where I can eat. And,
you know. Do they usually give you like a free meal or free drink?
It depends of some events. Some events, for example, like, you know, Montréal à Table, which is a huge event, which is pretty much Montreal Restaurant Week. You know, sometimes they'll, you know, they'll invite me to try one of the restaurants, or what they did last year is that they brought a group during the opening media invitation where we were able to try a restaurant, which was the coolest thing because they were like, hey, you know, we'll bring you in this luxurious mini car. And so we went in this minivan of like 8 people and we drove off to a mysterious location.
That is so cool.
And went to a new restaurant.
So the process of the collaboration of like, getting this kind of thing going, do you have relationships with the PR people? Like, is it a good idea to be on their good side?
Always a good idea to be on their good side.
What is a good ethic?
Well, I would say a good ethic would probably be to, you know, just be always super friendly to people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're the ones who decide if they're going to invite you or not invite you to an event. And, you know, just and respond to their emails. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll want to follow up on articles and they'll be like, oh, hey, you know, are you publishing their article? And sometimes what happens, you know, you get a lot of other articles you have to publish for a certain time. And I always make sure to respond and say, oh, yes, I will. You know, I'll send you a link as soon as it is, you know, because most of them like having a link of their article. So whenever I can send it, I'm always, oh, here's the link of the article I wrote, you know.
Do places give you a specific deadline and do you work with the deadline?
It'll depend. Like some will want to have an article published, you know, before the event starts or at least before the event finishes, if it's a festival, for example.
Yeah.
So... they'll give you like a sort of deadline, but not a limited like, oh my God, it has to be published before, you know, June 7th, for example.
Oh, okay. So that's good because it'd be super stressful if you just had these deadlines on your head.
even so, it's still stressful.
Oh, God, I feel that. Okay, so do you have any advice for people who want to get into this world, who want to blog?
Yes, so first advice would be, you know, if you really want to blog and you want to make this, you know, it depends if you want to make it your part-time or really like your full business. Mm-hmm. Like you really have to like start a routine, make sure, you know, that you publish. Don't say like, oh, I'm going to publish like 3 articles like a week, because sometimes it can be really hard. Just try and set yourself a goal. Like, for example, you want to publish like 3 articles, you know, per month, for example, you know, start small and see how it goes. So that would be my number one advice. And then the other advice, just, you know, write something simple and take nice photos and, you know, try and speak to your audience. You know, if you're doing stories on Instagram, you know, try and interact with people.
Do you interact with your followers?
Yeah, I try to interact with them as much as I can. Mm-hmm. Or I'll put like small quizzes or, you know, those things on Instagram where you can say like, oh, you know, do you love cocktails? It's like, ooh, yes. You know?
Yes, interactive posts. I love that. Yeah. So what is the future of Flavor and Flair? What can we expect?
A lot, I would say.
Yay.
So the future would probably, it's going to be more travel posts, I would say.
Do you have plans to travel?
Yes, actually, I do. I have plans to go to New York City.
With
some amazing people.
So catch us in New York if y'all see us.
Woo!
Yeah, it's going to be a wild time. I can't wait. Everybody, also, thank you, Nicole, for joining us today. I think even myself, I got to learn about blogging. And I hope everyone who's listening, this was like an interesting thing where you get to talk to a cool woman of color doing her thing, starting businesses, woo, representing. I hope you got to learn a little bit about the world of blogging and get an inkling of how you can get started, because, you know, it's always nice to have like a support system to, you know, talk to. So your Instagram handle is @flavorandflair?
Yes, @flavorandflair.
Flavor and Flair, and your website is flavorandflair.com.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have any other social media?
Yes, I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Flavor and Flair.
Everywhere. Simple.
Yep.
And look for the ice cream, Flavor and Flair, and it's like baby blue ice cream. Beautiful. Make sure I'll check out her articles. And honestly, you'll find a lot of cool places and cool things to do in Montreal, especially now as summer is rolling around. Flavor and Flair would definitely be a hot spot for y'all to check out and see like what is happening, what is the tea, you know? So yeah, do go check out flavorandflair.com. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I'm always super, super grateful that y'all spend your Thursday night with me. I hope y'all had a really great week, have a really great Friday, and have an amazing, schmazing weekend and start off your Monday, right? And I will see you next Thursday, and I will have another hot topic prepared for you. If not, you know, we'll see. But yeah, we'll be back. Thank you for joining us, and we're gonna leave you with a cool after song.